from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
By the way, I looked it up. Klyavkov's not doing anything, but he got $4 million to not do anything. So,
isn't he suing?
As you saw, I didn't see anything about a lawsuit. I don't think he took his money, and I mean, he'll go back and work. He was a Vegas bro. I mean, you got $4 million to not do crap. I'm sure he'll just go back, sit around Vegas. Someone will hire him again. Some easy work for like what, MGM or something before that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Trust me, anytime one of these jack wagons gets fired, no one feel bad for him. You paid millions of dollars to not do a job that you sucked at anyways. Like, can you? That's like the greatest thing in the world.
It's my dream.
Yeah, CEO's like, you're disgraced. I can't believe it. Here's $20 million and go away. And then years later, you can come back as a consultant and sit on some other board and make like $3 million a year.
Tell you what, that's the key. Get on a board.
Get on a board. My buddy's on like 12 boards right
now.
Yeah,
see the board. You start getting on the board circuit, that opens up a whole new life for you.
That's exactly what John Buckley's trying to do in retirement. Hop on a couple boards.
Yeah, see, that's smart.
My buddy sold a company to a private equity firm, and now he's just on boards telling other people how to do what he did.
That's right.
And then you meet other people, cool people and influential people on the boards that can get you tickets to stuff.
Yeah, and he takes important phone calls and, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Although, you know,
and all you have to do is like sit through a dumb meeting once a month or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. My buddy does them all on like Monday morning. He just schedules all of his board meetings, and he just pounds through a Monday morning. And then the rest of the time, he just like plays golf and drink. Although I gotta say, a little disappointed. You know, he's got those remote blinds. They're a little loud. I mean, I'm just saying, you're gonna be a rich guy, and you've got noisy remote blinds. A little disappointed. I expected whisper quiet. And they weren't there. What's all that money for if we can't have whisper quiet blinds? Very, very disappointing.
So now to hot raw dogging talk. Now, this does not mean what you think it means.
Hey, raw dog can mean anything.
You pervs. I've never seen so much dong in my life. raw dogging is when, and this is start on TikTok? I don't know.
Everything starts on TikTok nowadays.
Yeah, it really does seem like that. But raw dogging is the latest travel trend, guys.
Mm-hmm. And it's the dumbest trend.
Yeah, I don't really get it. I'm going to need an explanation. But it is that it's where if you're on a plane, you have to sit silently.
So you don't do anything.
You can't have any devices. You cannot listen to music. You cannot sleep. You cannot have snacks. No distractions. No movies. None of it.
Yeah.
For the whole flight.
And then you brag about it.
Yeah. And then you try to beat your... By the way, Jackson Holliday just hit another one. The kid.
Turns out the number one prospect in baseball is pretty good.
Yeah, dude, he's raking.
And yet he still looks like he's 11 damn years old.
He hasn't grown up yet?
I don't think so.
This week?
Look at that kid. I do knew that. I do.
Help me. Anybody.
It's the dumbest
thing. Anybody got something on this?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Have you ever raw dogged? Because I have.
Well, I told you that.
But not on purpose.
We talked about this the other day. I took the wrong amount of medication on a flight, and I was forced to raw dog it because, like, the paranoia set in.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that I was going to, like, cause a scene or I was going to get kicked off the plane. So I just sat there and gripped the armrest and stared straight ahead. But that wasn't, I don't know if that's, does it count raw dogging when you're just in a drug-induced paranoia?
Well, you're not supposed to have, I don't think so.
No, because I think the idea is like you're also supposed to be sober.
Yeah.
Like,
you're supposed to just sit with your own thoughts.
Why was?
Which you were.
I was, and they were not good thoughts.
But you were, yeah, I don't think that counts.
No, that's the only time I've, and let me tell you, that experience, miserable. Don't recommend it. Other than that, why? Why on earth would I ever go back to the olden days when you sat there? And even in the olden days, you got a newspaper or a magazine, a book. I'm just sitting there for 7 hours staring at the dumb seat in front of me.
7 hours.
I don't know how long you sit. I don't know how long the flight is.
Well, I guess on TikTok, it's cooler when you have longer flights and you complete it.
Yeah, and then they brag about it.
And you can't have any food or drink, anything. Like, you don't do anything. You don't. I don't even know. Can you say something to the guy next to you? Or
I'm getting from the text line, no way. Drugs immediately disqualify a raw dog.
That's
so,
right.
So this right obviously out. Became a big pop culture fan, but people have immediately pointed back to Seinfeld and how Putty was like, no, I'm good. And he just like looked straight ahead on the flight with Elaine.
There was
like,
a whole
drove her nuts.
Yeah, Elaine breaks up with him.
So you could kind of say that Seinfeld really started it, but I'm seeing on internet that the craze has been traced back to an Idris Elba Apple TV series called Hijacked,
in which
he sits stone-faced for a seven-hour flight from Dubai to London after thieves take control of the plane. Then the raw-dogging term came about when a Manchester-based influencer, DJ, and producer on TikTok boasted about his new personal best of raw-dogging a seven-hour flight.
I don't know if there's a person on Earth that I would rather be around less than a DJ.
Manchester-based DJ and producer, yeah. TikTok influencer.
That might be my seventh concentric circle of hell, would be sitting and being forced to communicate with that person.
Well, he wouldn't communicate with you. He's raw-dogging.
Well, I'm just saying in general.
He can't talk to you.
If we're just locked in a room together.
His handle is Oi Woudini.
Oh, my God. And then he
no headphones, no movies, no food, no water, nothing. You just sit. No,
it's so stupid.
I've done this in the past, but not long flights.
Yeah.
But only for just because I forgot something to do.
Sure.
And I maybe don't order a drink and that's it. So I guess. I don't really sleep on planes.
Like a Seattle to Portland little for Horizon thing?
Just like a couple hours. I don't know. Going to Vegas.
You still have your phone.
Yeah, but I don't do anything on my phone because I don't have any internet on it. So I just, I don't ever play with that.
Interesting. So you have.
I have.
You've raw dogged.
I have, but by happenstance. Like,
still a raw dog.
Now, I guess there is one thing you can do on the raw dog that they allow, and that is you can look at the flight tracker.
Oh, yeah.
Which I do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love the flight tracker.
Yeah, I like to see where we're at.
Yeah.
That, honestly, though, sounds like I do not understand the, I don't know, how would you describe this? Like, self-punishment for seemingly no reason? Like, that just sounds like you're just...
Well, you're doing it for clout, but no one's impressed because it doesn't sound cool.
But aren't they saying that it's good for your mind?
What? How?
You sit with your thoughts.
Okay.
I mean, you're basically just going, you know, you're unplugging yourself from screen time for a little while, but you don't need a plane to do that.
Yeah, you can do that anywhere. So can I just, I can just raw dog in my...
raw dog your life, Jason.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit there in my chair. Again,
stare straight ahead.
I do this a lot of times, but there's other substances in my body. That happens. But again, I guess that disqualifies it. But why on earth would I want to sit there for hours upon hours upon... Like, I get maybe meditation. I tried that once. Didn't really work for me. But I get people to meditate. But does anyone meditate for like 6 straight hours? I also would like
monks?
To call... Yeah, monks. I'd also like to just throw this out there. For every dip-ass DJ influencer that claims that they like raw dogged a 12-hour flight, I'm saying that 10% of them actually did. I think this is a lot of...
Well, it's easy to say.
It's easy to say. This is like people that say they watched The Wire. I'm sure that you did. Or you at least saying that you did because everyone says how good it is.
I watched it twice.
But you didn't really watch it. Like, that's... Hey, do you like the Rolling Stones? Yeah, I do. Name one song. I like them all. like Trump with the Bible. You say that it's your favorite book. We don't think it's your favorite book. So I'm calling shenanigans on the raw dog. I would like to sit there and watch some dumbass. Like, especially if you take a long flight, like my son just flew back from Vietnam. I want to see someone sitting on that, some DJ influencer, actually sit there for 12, 13 hours.
Would it be weird to sit next to a raw dogger? Because aren't you freaked out a little bit? You're like, God, what is going on with that guy?
I guess that is a little strange, I suppose.
Doesn't order anything, doesn't do anything, doesn't sleep.
Doesn't take a sip of water.
Staring.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that is a... Do you like, if how long before you... Because I will not make contact with someone on an airplane. They are forced to make contact with me. I will not... I'm just not engaging in that conversation. How long, though, before you ask a question? Hey, dude, you all right? You okay?
No, I wouldn't. There would be no engagement.
No.
But I would certainly be paying attention. Looking out of my crooked eye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My only saving grace on the airplane ride where I was forced to raw dog was that there was no one sitting beside me, because that was my other great fear, was that someone would be looking at me being like, what the hell? But
they probably were.
Well, yeah, but at least there was no one. My aisle was empty in the back of the plane, and I'm sure someone was looking at me being like, what is happening back here?
Some TikTokers are calling it an insane dopamine detox. Others are saying it's just simply a personal challenge.
Someone's saying, how awesome would it be to try to derail a raw dog? That's true.
You notice that somebody's doing it. You just start to chat him up, buy him a drink.
You buy him a gin and tonic, set it in front of him.
Just go ahead.
Here.
Put that there. Nudge him a bunch.
Have a cocktail.
Just kind of bump into him. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Just start asking random hypothetical questions to no one in particular. Like, oh, throwing it out there.
Offer him a stick of gum.
Making absurd statements. Oh, come on. I've got beef jerky. You're not turning down beef jerky. No one's turning down beef jerky. Some sweet, hot, old Tillamook style. Let's go.
Jordan says on the Vancouver Fort text line, bragging about choosing to be miserable on a flight for seven hours as a challenge, we have it way too easy.
That's kind of my thing. Like, we all claim that life is hard, and I'm calling horse sneers. Life's never been easier, and the proof of that is this dumb crap, that we have to invent things to make ourselves miserable.
Yeah, someone said, raw dogging a flight sounds every bit as stupid as the hot pepper challenge, the 9 hot dogs and beers in 9 innings, etc. You're making your own life miserable for clicks. It's true.
That's where we are.
Yes. Although I still contend, I don't think the 9 hot dogs and beers thing sounds miserable. Like,
it does to me.
Does it?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
But that at least is like an active challenge. It's not sitting there choosing to do nothing.
I just don't think I'd feel terrible. It's just
Well, that's you. Yeah, I would. You. I can't drink one beer without feeling terrible.
Well, that's why we would do it, though, is we'd want to witness you go through that.
I'd poop through my pants.
Yeah, like, I think about this, like, with do you ever watch Hot Ones? That, I like that.
I've seen a number of clips. I've never watched an episode, but obviously when the big celebs go through, they get all over social
media.
I've
watched plenty of Hot Ones.
Hey, I like Hot Ones. I think
Sydney Sweeney was on Hot Ones.
Was she really? I missed that one. I like Hot Ones. I think it's a fun show. It's a guy, and they just do an interview, and they're big time celebrities, and you have to eat increasingly hot wings.
Yeah. Do you know this premise, Isaac? It's basically just people eating hot wings while the interviewer attempts to go hotter and hotter spice while they talk about serious things.
My wife was watching it once.
It's a fun little show. The guy does it's a good bit. It's a fun show. They're like 25 minutes, and they get a lot of big celebrities on there, and I get like for that I understand why you're doing it, but to the person that goes into like. What was the old, like Salvador Molly's? Do they still have the Great Balls of Fire challenge?
I don't know. I haven't been in there for a while.
I know. It's been forever. Hopefully they're still doing great. They used to come on the show. I love those guys. But like the idea of just me on a Friday night being like, hey, you know what I want to do? I want to go eat a bunch of like jalapeno fritters dipped in ghost pepper sauce and then spend my evening crapping out white hot razor blades. I do not understand that in any shape or form. Like, also that I could get, like, my photo on the wall. No. Again, I get it for a show, it's something, but just, like, in my day-to-day life, why? Why am I doing that?
Well, it sounds like you don't understand it either.
I do not.
So we've gotten nowhere on raw dogging.
No. And no one, I believe, under the age of 30 has ever raw dogged a flight on purpose. I don't believe it. This is a 100% 23-year-old DJ.
Well, influencer. And it's made more impressive because... the younger people are, the less they can live without screens and distractions and things like that.
Are we really at the point where not touching your phone is like a great...
That's the thing. I feel like this wouldn't be any big deal for someone in their, I don't know, 50s, 60s, even in their 40s. But like a 20-year-old does it. Oh my God, I can't believe they didn't take their phone out.
What if everyone on every flight raw dogged at all times?
Just stood straight ahead.
Wouldn't that be great?
Stretford Wives? No,
wait,
I think it
stood.
It'd be weird. Well, I guess sit. Yeah,
you can't stand.
What if everyone stood on their flight and looked straight ahead?
I do knew that. That's some creepy stuff right there. That's some M. Night Shyamalan stuff.
Well, guys, our next flight, we will not be raw dogging.
Nope.
No. I could do it to like...
Unless you mean the other raw dog.
I could do the Hawaii. No. Bathroom? You want to talk about something that just isn't happening. Sex in an airplane bathroom. Good luck. I have a hard enough time standing in there by myself, let alone another human being. No, sex bot or something. Yeah, we're talking. I could do a Horizon flight to Seattle. It's about the extent of what I'm willing to do.
What if you went into an airplane bathroom and they had a sex bot in there?
Yeah. When in Rome, right?
And it was sanitized, and you could do it.
It's got like one of those, like when you go into like the toilets at a hotel, and they have that little thing over that lets you know it's been cleaned and sanitized.
Yeah. And it says, enter here.
Well, you know. Hey.
Are you going to do that?
When in Rome, right?
That'd be real tempting, wouldn't it?
That would be real tempting. You're like, well how long's this flight? Is the BTJ on the plane with me? Because that might be some explaining to do. What were you doing in there?
Yeah, and then what if after you use it, you know, it just sucks back into a compartment and they clean it.
Yeah, it disappears for the next.
And so nobody knows that you've done that.
I think you have to make sure you're the first one. I don't trust, like, you want to be first.
Yeah.
You see, like, eight guys, you're like,
All of a sudden, there's a long line at the bathroom. All dudes.
It's uncomfortable. You know, there's a bathroom in the back. No, I'll wait.
Just waiting on my friend here.
the place where I get my beard trimmed, there's a massage parlor of the Asian variety that just is so shady. And watching men debate like whether to go in there or wait till no one's looking, it's one of the best parts. Because every now and then, like, you go in there to get your beard trimmed, and you'll see someone, like, kind of just doing, like you said, like, they'll loiter. They're just like, oh, and it's right by, like, a State Farm insurance agency, and they'll be, like, just hanging around the State Farm thing, and they're looking around. You're like, oh, yeah. Like, I know what's happening here. And he, like, slowly backs up, kind of his little side shuffle, and then quickly grabs the handle and disappears inside. You're like, good. Slick, buddy. No one saw it. No one saw that at all. Same sort of stuff. How quietly can you make your way to an airplane bathroom? Just up here looking for some extra peanuts and wondering if I could get a diet Sprite, maybe a Coke. Sorry, it's just over. I'll just slip in right here. Don't mind me.
All right. Up next, we return to studyfinds.org.
Love me some study finds.
Perhaps this explains everything. This is The Club on The Fan.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.